Well, hello, hello, guys. And you're listening to Dr. K at Beauty Bites. And we are going to talk all about plastic surgery secrets today with my good friend, Lori Dorman. And for those of you who don't know Lori, she's an amazing photographer, babies, women, pregnancy. I love her work. She's amazing. You have to check her out at Lori Dorman Photography. So say hi to Lori. Say hi, Lori.
Hello. Hello, hello.
And we've been shooting all day at the office. Lori's done so much work for my website and for my family shoots. I just feel like I've known you forever.
We have known each other forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
So yeah. I think I met you first when my kids were 4 years old at the Learning Castle.
Yeah. And I think you were pregnant at the time, right?
Maybe so. Yeah. And I have twins, and she took the most amazing, just gorgeously lit photos.
I did not take the gorgeous pictures back then.
You did.
That was even before my career was developed.
And now she's famous for these photos of newborns that are cuddled up like little precious tiny things, like snuggled in their parents' arms. I just love them. They're so creative.
With babies.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So I know you and my daughter has come and worked for you.
Yeah, she has. Oh, she's a smart one.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
So I've learned so much over the years from Lori, because every time I get all freaked out about being a businesswoman, she grounds me and she's like, this is what you need to do with your business. So it might be interesting for us to talk a little bit about fun things like photography, and then also like how to be a boss girl, like how to work with people.
Yeah.
People management, right?
I think we've really taught each other, though. There's times where I'm inspired by you.
Yeah.
Especially when I watch you do your social media and I watch how on top of it you are and how you really take advantage of situations that are right in front of you. I was thinking about that today as I was watching you, thinking, wow, I mean, I have the same opportunities and I just don't step up to the plate as much.
It's pretty hard to teach yourself to be assertive, because I'm a kind of not such an outgoing person in real life, but but on Instagram, I just do that.
You do have an assertive part of you, though, that you're a boss lady.
I'm a boss lady. You are a boss lady. I found my inner boss girl.
You did find it.
It takes was wandering. A while.
It was, yeah. I remember the days where that part of you, me too, I was wandering too around. And
it's crazy. I think you need to find a mentor in this world and another strong woman who can be like, you are a boss girl, damn it, wake up.
Yeah, you do. You really do. And you need to find people that you relate with, that are down to earth, that are talking about the real problems, because when you run a business, there's so much management. And I always tell people, it's all about problem solving. A lot of people will get into businesses and you hear them just, oh God, this happened and this happened and this happened. I can't believe this happened. It said, no. If you're going to run a business, you're going to have problems every single day. And that is your primary role, is to solve problems.
Yes.
Not to look at it as it is a problem, but to solve it.
It's almost like you have to enjoy the fun of untwisting a problem.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that you have to have for some, I know for me, I'm intuitive. Mm-hmm. So I really follow my gut when I'm problem solving. And if I have to lean into an intellectual answer or a gut answer, I'll lean towards my gut. Because that one usually works out a little better.
Yeah, you've taught me so much about working with people, and like, I know that you read vibes so well. Like, she would come into my office and be like, that person has to go.
I have.
That person does not have the right vibes for you. And then that really made me think, because it's very true that you need to work with people that make you happy to work with them. It's your family.
You know, I had an aha moment probably 20 years ago where I realized, if every person who worked for me, every single one, if they all love their job, literally love their job, like if each photographer loved what, each selector loved what they did, each editor, do you know what that makes? It builds the entire company to be a company of love and a company of high creativity and high motivation and high. And it's not, and it's not like that all the time, but I think that that's the goal. Is that you try to build a team that actually loves their jobs, because at the end of the day, that's building this really strong structure.
That's so true. That's probably what happens when they make an Academy Award winning movie, that it's like
it is.
Everyone came together for this passion.
It is. Yes. That's exactly.
I bet.
All that creativity came on board. And people, there's a difference between somebody who is just you know, punching a time clock and coming in, and it's not what they love to do, and they're often their minds are in their phones or can't wait to get to Friday.
Yes.
Versus somebody who shows up because they have a self-interest in it. Yeah. There's something that is serving them. And that's one thing I always remember. It's so funny. Little tidbits like this can stick into your mind. I always remember this interview with Richard Branson, and it was so long ago. Mm-hmm. And he literally said, what I know for sure about, I sound like Oprah, what I know for sure, no, we're talking about Richard Branson. He said, what I know is that for every person that works for me, I know definitely that they have a dream too, that their dream is not to just be here, that they have a personal goal, a personal dream, and that I want to respect that. And that was a big moment for me when I really digested what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's so important, because you don't always think like that when you're a boss. You think like, you mm-mm, know, I'm you paying don't. You, why aren't you working? Like, that's really not why people work. People have
right.
their dreams.
That's not what they do have dreams. Every single person has a dream. They have something yeah. that they want to become. And maybe sometimes being in the role of leadership, you can actually introduce inspiration to people and mm-hmm. and let them know, no, you actually can do this. And I've had that happen quite a few times with employees. And my greatest achievement is when my employees leave, is that they build their own companies, or they go out and they continue.
Right.
They've watched what I've done and what I love to do, and they have the guts to go out there and put that on the line as well. And mm-hmm. I know a couple handfuls of people that have worked for me that I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah, that's always incredible. And the people that really were part of your team and they have mm-hmm. your heart, they still stick with you. They're watching out for you from afar. But one of the things you taught me was like, if there's someone that's not happy to come to work, you need to pull them aside and have that heart-to-heart talk and just be like, listen, you need to go find something that makes you
yes.
happy. You're
yes.
bringing all your negativity to work.
Yes.
And like, why? Life is short. Don't work at this job. Go find a good job that makes you glow.
Yeah.
You know? So that made a big difference for me too, because I think you get in the mindset of hiring someone and then they just are there because you need help.
Right.
And then it's not fun help.
No, it's not fun. And the energy shifts. And if you have a team that is what I call high frequency energy, where everybody is lifted up.
Yeah.
You know, they're happy to be there in their interactions. And I know it's hard as a boss to come in and always be polite and kind. And
yeah.
I mean, it's hard because you're micromanaging all of this and it gets stressful. And you have all of these people on your payroll and you want to be sure that everyone's taken care of. And I know,
yes,
I know that in my industry, that's probably the most stressful element, is knowing that I want to make sure that all my employees have their rents paid and their, you know, or mortgages or whatever it is at the end of
yes.
the day. I want to be sure everyone's working and everyone's having a good time. And if my company's not having a good time, you can see the dip in business.
Yeah. It's so important as a boss, like, you know, as a doctor, they don't teach you any of this in medical school.
I've always thought
None.
That that's amazing.
Like how to run a business, how to run
right.
an office, how to manage employees, how to do all this back end stuff that
right,
you
but
have to do.
You are forced into that
yeah.
as a doctor, unless you go into like a Kaiser or something like that.
So it's been super helpful to have a knowledgeable person to like steer me right.
Aw, thank you. Especially
I really appreciate it.
Well, me too. I mean, we've both been giving, like I said, you've inspired me over and over. I think we keep pulling out ahead of each other, and then we are able to look back and say, come this way, I can teach you something about
where you are. You were like one of the first people I knew that had 100,000 Instagram followers way before it was like easy to get followers, and your baby videos and baby pictures are just incredible. But all the little tips and tricks have really helped, and just networking has helped a lot. And then changing staff and having like an amazing, amazing team
now.
You
did.
Yeah.
You did. You actually changed your staff. I remember having that conversation, and that's a hard pill to swallow when somebody comes in and says,
yeah,
you need to get people who love what they do. And
it's been life changing. So now I have a really upbeat, happy team. Everybody
helps
they are. Everybody else.
They really are. You can feel the love out there.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. I like being in the environment. It feels good. It doesn't.
So,
I'm proud of you.
I know.
You've done so well. You've grown so much. I mean, you really, I just can remember you know, from 20 years ago. I think we've been doing this 20 years.
20 years of family photos and
and experimental
growing with office stuff.
Yeah. So we kind of started.
And facial treatments. I've been doing Lori's face for 20 years and she literally looks like she's 30.
Oh, stop it.
Yes.
It's all you. I don't look 30, but maybe 40.
I love that you're very open about what you do with your face. And
I am.
You see a bunch of pregnant women and ladies after pregnancy when pregnancy has wrecked their, you know, takes havoc on your body. So I have two podcasts for them. So you better tell them to listen. There's one all about what's safe to use for skincare in pregnancy. And another one all about like pigmentation and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because women
they have a lot of issues with that.
Yeah. And you started your career as in the birthing, like
I
as
did.
A doula, right? Practically.
I built 5 different companies that are all based in birth.
That's right. One of your first companies was like a really awesome baby lotion, right? What was that called?
Earth Mama.
Earth Mama,
So it used to be Earth Mama Angel Baby because, we literally didn't know anything about business at that time. We just decided, what happened was I had a birthing company that I also have. Well, several companies. One is called Hip Birth, and that's a hypnosis program for a childbirth, and that's online. And then I had the Birth Connection, and that's where I had a team of doulas, and you know, and we would do classes and things like that at the Birth Connection. And I met a friend, Melinda Olson, and we started making. She's an herbologist, herbalist. And she started making things for my clients and they were so good. And this was literally herbs that were grown in her backyard up in Portland.
Nice.
And, she would make them and I would say, oh, we need this and we need that. Cause I really knew what I was kind of really tapped in on what women really needed in pregnancy that wasn't out on the market.
Right.
So we were making crazy things. Like booby tubes and all this. I mean, just really crazy things. And they were telling their friends. And so people were showing up buying this product from me.
Wait, what the heck are booby tubes?
They're these, nowadays, I mean, they're different companies make them because we actually started this whole trend. They're just basically socks or I don't even know how to describe it. They go around the breast and you can heat them up in the microwave or you can put them in ours were all, it's an organic line. So it was all natural and organic. And it was for engorgement, for breast engorgement.
Oh, for nursing moms.
Yeah, because you needed something. You needed something that you could put in the microwave and go to the freezer. Microwave and go to
that's a good idea.
Instead of like filling a bag up, a tube sock with rice, we actually had them sewn correctly and had them. It was a fun process. but we came up with all kinds of products. And we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, literally just, we were completely winging it. And Earth Mama is now, I mean, it's universal. It's all over the world.
That's so amazing.
Everywhere from Target to Amazon and.
Yeah. What a great idea. You were so early in that concept of getting things all organic and like really earthy and natural.
We were one of the first to markets on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was exciting.
Very. And then talk about the Hip Birth program. What's up with that?
Well, that was a program we developed and that was funny. I had the Birth Connection, which had all the doulas and I was a doula myself. And pretty soon
and if you don't know what a doula is, it's a really wonderful midwife who comes in. Is it during pregnancy and delivery and also after?
Oh, they're not really a midwife. They're really a birth assistant. So there's definitely a difference between the two. So it's support. It's labor support, which is I'm not saying that midwives aren't valuable because they're beyond valuable. But a doula is so valuable because that's the person that's going to be there for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person that's going to be there the entire labor. So it's a really hard job because you are missing so many nights of work. And that is actually the reason why I developed Hip Birth was because I had so many clients at that time. I wasn't getting any sleep. I was going to so many births and I thought there's got to be another way. And I've always been very interested in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a little bit of a spirit junkie and a little bit interested in how our minds work. And I was actually inspired by this documentary I was watching on multiple personalities, and it was showing all these different personalities in the same person. And I thought I had this moment where I went, wait a second, if that's possible, is there some way to get into the subconscious mind and reprogram something to help them with childbirth then? And I started studying, I started going to all these hypnotherapists and started, and I came up with my own, again, I was just completely winging it. So I came up with my own scripts and my own program, and I just basically was experimenting with for like 5 or 6 years with all these different women, and pretty soon there was a consistency with certain elements that we used.
Right.
And so then I ended up recording it, and what happened was this was just an organic process. Everyone was giving birth faster.
Really? Which was with hypnosis.
Way faster.
So all you pregnant ladies out there, look into that hypnosis, hip birth. During the birthing.
They were giving birth faster. They were giving birth so much easier. The pain just went
away. Is it actually like a sort of a self-hypnosis?
It's a self-hypnosis. Interesting. That's exactly what it is. It absolutely works.
Huh.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You should teach me that for facial fillers. Can I do
Can you do it on me?
Hip birth filler. Hip filler. Why not? The people are breathing in liquid, inhaled nitrous oxide now. And we use topical numbing cream, which you've experienced, which is bad. We have ice, but how amazing. Hypnosis be the way to go.
You absolutely could do that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do like a facial hypnosis program.
Career.
Maybe you could hypnotize the wrinkles away too. The stress marks and the lines. I'm not kidding.
I know. I'm thinking my wheels are spinning. My entrepreneurial wheels are spinning. I'm thinking, we could.
Because I think you do need to be in the right frame of mind to have these, like getting an intervention done on your face is rather aggressive and invasive.
It is.
I mean, it's not bad, really. Numbing cream, and we take you right through it. But you have to be in the mindset. You have to be in the mindset to let someone into your space, to let someone touch you, to let products just come in and flow. Because I do have patients that every time I touch them, there's a squeal and a jump and a jerking away.
Me.
Yes, that's you. And then that just makes my job harder, but I still do it. But also, I do feel like when you clench up your facial muscles and they're all tense, the filler really doesn't distribute where it needs to go correctly.
Right.
Like you need to have your face receptive and your whole persona receptive, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that's a good project.
We could do a
mini hypnosis that you do while you
you could have it something that they listen to.
That would be great.
That's a download.
And maybe even like a warm thing that you put on your neck and like a little relaxing hot tea and
lavender incense or candle. Yeah.
You can choose some crystals to hold. I think that would be so fun. I would love to do that.
I actually just started using this new meditation device. It is unbelievable. It's called the Muse. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So you wear it as a headband.
Okay.
It's I think it's very similar to getting an EKG. It literally reads your brain waves.
Wow.
So when you're in meditation, if you become chatty in your mind, it tells you.
Really?
It gives you feedback.
It's like, get back in there.
Well, basically, it's like you're listening to, let's say there's different soundscapes. So this one is waves. So you're listening to the waves. And if you start chatting in your mind, the waves start crashing.
No way.
Yes.
How fun.
And then when you get really quiet, you have the little birds that chirp. So that's your goal, is to have the birds.
The chirpy birds.
Then you know that you're in, I believe,
like some kind of beta wave.
I think it's beta or theta. I can't remember now.
Wow, but what a good tool.
Oh, I'm addicted to it.
That's a great Christmas present someone should do.
It is. Yeah. I'm actually going to give it to some people for Christmas.
I think
it's amazing.
I'm
going to give it to my boys, my children.
Well, you teach yourself tools because then eventually you can kind of mentally get to that point without the sounds.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
What it does is it makes you stay completely present.
Yeah, otherwise you start thinking of your to-do list, which I do. Like in the middle of a massage, I'll start thinking of it.
I just had that happen to me. The entire massage, I went into brain chatter.
And then sometimes I feel stressed when I can't use my phone, like during a manicure or something. Like I just really need to do some Instagram posts right now.
You're so funny. I don't have that problem. I have so much stage fright. It's incredible. And
So bold and confident this year.
I know, isn't it a funny though? Because I am so bold and confident, but I can't. Like I was telling you, I can't even watch a play without having anxiety and stage fright.
Yeah.
So, getting on Instagram has been a really big challenge for me.
You've
need hypnosis.
You've done it beautifully. You've done an amazing job. And what are your tips for moms out there who are pregnant and they want to get birth photos done? Any special tips? Like people all across the country can hear this.
Well, I think The time to do it is probably about 36 weeks, 36 mm-hmm. to 38 weeks. Don't think that you want to go when you're still, quote, skinny.
Go when you have a big belly.
For pregnancy looks. And go to somebody who's also going to do a little bit of zhuzhing on the body here and there in post-production, because you need that. I mean, you know, to slim down a little bit here and there, because...
Why not?
Yeah, it really, and you'll never even know afterwards. You'll just think you look so amazing that you can't stand it. Yeah. And the other, I would say even more than the maternity photography is the baby photography.
The newborn,
yeah. Is, you know, where I have a whole full history of childbirth and newborns. And mm-hmm. so handling of the newborn is so important. What we do with babies is incredible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're always... You know, if you go on Yelp, every other yelping is their baby whispers.
You are a baby whisperer.
Yeah, I am a baby whisperer. And that's really it sounds a little woozy, but it's energy work. And it's learning mm-hmm. how to use your energy to really calm and soothe the baby.
I've seen you take like a fussy, fussy little newborn and like they just nestle into a mm-hmm. little curly ball.
Yeah.
And just smile like a little angel.
It is the most focused concentration that anybody would have to go into is working with a newborn for 6 hours or 4 hours or however long it takes to get through that session.
Yeah.
You are just so locked on mm-hmm. into this certain baby space with that baby. And the moment you release it afterwards, the baby just kind of comes out of that little baby coma.
Baby trance.
You're like, here you go, here's your baby.
Here's your baby.
Like,
that's very true. I can tell you, Lori's photographed like 10 children in our family. So that is 100% true. What are your tips for women who are interested to get something done with their face? Facial fillers, Botox?
Well, to come to you. Do I have anything? Kay's been working on my face for 20 years, at least 20 years now, if
that's
not
crazy.
Possibly more. I know that's crazy. And kind of, you know, I mean, if you kind of liken it to my career, when I started taking pictures of your family, I was just new at it. And I was not certainly as advanced as I was now. And when I came to you, you were kind of just starting to get out the gate. We did some experimental things on me.
I remember. Yes.
I was your
guinea
pig.
We did some big lips one time.
We did some huge lips. Yeah, that was so funny. And then I went and did that photo shoot for my 40th birthday afterwards. So
We've kept it really natural. Like you could never even tell that you had work done.
Your work is beautiful. I would never, ever let someone else touch my face. Ever, ever in a million years. I always trust you. Every time I sit down here, you always say, what are we going to do? And I say, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah.
Because it's just beautiful afterwards. And it's really surprising. I'm 53 now and I'll be 53 in a week or so. Next week, I'm 53.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. And, you know, every time my face starts getting looking a little bit older, I kind of get a little, you know, like bummed out about the way. And I go and I see you. And I don't know why I don't think in my mind, well, Kay will fix that. You'll look. I always just think, maybe I'm just getting a little bit older now. And I come and I sit and you do your magic. And 2 weeks later, because after everything kind of settles in,
you're like, I just
sit there and stare at myself. I'm not kidding you. I just sit there and look at myself. It's, my God, that's me.
Yeah.
I get to look like this. And I sometimes laugh to myself. I think, what do I look like without having to come to you every 6 months?
Well, that's the beauty of, I think, little micro maintenance. Micro maintenance is key. Like just when you see something.
1,000,000%.
Don't get all wistful and sad about aging. Just come in and touch it up when it's a little minor thing that bugs you. You know what I mean?
You have such a beautiful job. You're so good at what you do. I mean, you are so talented. I really, really mean that. I'm not just saying this because we're doing this. This woman is so, you know, one of the things about Kay that I recognized early on when she was growing this whole industry was that she truly truly loved what she did. And she was an artist.
Oh, thank you.
You are. You are really an artist.
Thank you. Coming from another artist, that means a lot.
No, I've seen your passion. I've seen how good. Yeah. And I always hear these whispers around the office and other doctors that come in and people that are, you know, oh, she's so talented. She's so good. And really, you've just been following your passion and following your
bliss.
That
has been key because if you don't find some element of creativity and passion and something to light your flame, and it just becomes very rote.
It does.
And I never want it to be that. And I always really enjoy connecting with people too, because when someone's in my chair, I learn all about them and I just see what their dreams and goals, and like it makes me feel happy to build someone's confidence too.
I think it must be incredible. I mean, I get to do that in pictures.
Yes.
We get to come up with the super you.
Yes.
You get to do that in daily life for these
women.
That's
a little pressure and stress too, let me tell you. Just like you can't screw up newborn pictures.
That's right.
You only get one shot. It's also a lot of responsibility to be in charge of someone's beauty, because it translates to being in charge of their happiness. So
you know what? You're absolutely right. Yeah. But I can tell you, I mean, we've been working on my face for 20 years and you've never screwed up, not even remotely.
I'm gonna
not
go
even
knock
close,
on some wood
even,
now.
No, okay, I know I'm about to get it. I'm about to get you and filler done right now. Yeah, no, you won't. I trust you.
Well,
thank you.
This has been so fun chatting, and I thank you so much for coming on the podcast in spite of your stage fright. You
did
great.
Well.
You did really great.
I did fine. I felt really
all of you people out there listening, I really encourage you to go look at some beautiful photography at Lori Dorman Photography on Instagram, and her website is the same name, right?
And if you're pregnant and you have, you know, pregnancy mask, or, you know, there's lots of things that happen after you're pregnant. Come and see Kay. She is the sweetest, kindest. She has a really great personality and soft demeanor. She's beautiful. You'll love her. She's genuine.
Well, thanks. And on that happy note, let's do some filler for you.
Yay! I can't wait for the needles.
Let's get that hypnosis started. Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast today. And don't forget, you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same name, beautybydrk.com. And you can try all my amazing skincare there. If you send us a review of your iTunes podcast, we'd be happy to treat you to a deluxe size sample. And just email us at info@beautybydrk. Send us a screenshot. And that's it for now. Stay beautiful, all you mamas out there. Bye.